Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, we have the Yamim Noraim, Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres, and the Simchas Torah right behind us, still tasting the flavor of these extraordinary days and hoping that the Hashpa will last a very long time, but at least will last 24 hours, so that we will use our first Mishma night, just 24 hours after we proclaim Simcha L'Torah, to be in the Beis Medrash. In our Beis Medrash, we will be beginning Parshas, rather Masechtas Harias, tonight and in a week. If you're in the New York City area, you're welcome to join us. If not, so join us anyway. Take a Masechtas Harias in a week, and we hope in Yitz Hashem to grow, taking something with us from this beautiful, more than 3-week period which has just passed. And now let's turn our attention to Parshas Bereishis. At Kiddush, Jews the world over say, Yom HaShishi, Vayichul HaShemayim V'Oretz V'Chol Tzvaam. That expression is a corruption of the Psukim. As you all know, Yom HaShishi is the end of a parsha in the Torah. Yervi Baka Yom HaShishi is the end of a parsha. The next parsha starts with Yechum HaShemayim Ba'aretz. That begins to tell the story of the seventh day. When we stand up in front of our families and proclaim Yom HaShishi VaYechum HaShemayim Ba'aretz, that's not correct. Imagine if someone would get up and say, in front of his Talmidim, he'd be teaching them, he'd get up and he'd say, Yom HaShlishi, Shlishi, VaYom HaRakim Yehei Ma'ayreis, Rekei HaShemayim. So it was the third day. Hashem said, let there be heavenly bodies. He would be misteaching them. He would be teaching them incorrectly. It was the fourth day on which Hashem created the sun, the moon, and the stars. It says, and then it says, for someone to get up and say, it would be terrible. It would be megalopadim b'tayrish, like halacha, would be teaching Torah incorrectly. So why do we get up and say Yom HaShishi VaYechul HaShemayim V'Oretz Chol Tzvaam as if it's one pasuk? It's a davar pela. It's even a bigger davar pela, because we are told by those who darshan simonim that Yom HaShishi VaYechul HaShemayim is Rosh Tevis Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yom is Yud, HaShishi is Hey, VaYechul is Vav, HaShemayim is Hey. So we're saying, a remes to Yud Kei Vav Kei. What kind of remes to Yud Kei Vav Kei? The Yud Kei is part of one parsha in the Torah. Yervi Baka Yom HaShishi. Avichur Shemayim is a new parsha. What is there an inherent connection between them? That doesn't fit with pshat at all. While we're at it, I'd like to add a second point that needs explanation, which I hope will be explained. I mentioned, I believe, in a past year, that sometimes you find Chazal talking about Shivas Yimei Bereishis, the 7 days of creation, and sometimes Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, the 6 days of creation. Well, is it 6 days or is it 7 days? Now, I understand the 6 days of the physical creation. Shem created rest on the seventh day, but it's interesting that Chazal used both expressions, Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, Shivas Yimei Bereishis. I'd like to share with you a side which I would hope would explain this. Over the Amim Tovim, someone sent me a sefer, Chesed LeAvraham, which collects Divrei Torah from Gedolei Yisrael. And in there, on Parshas Bereishis, on Yom HaShishi, these questions are not asked, but there is a quote from the Amshin of a Rebbe. The Amshin of a Rebbe says, on Yom HaShishi, Ve'echul HaShemayim Ba'aretz, he makes the following comment. He says, the tachlis of a person in this world is lachisif min hachayla lakaydish. The tachlis of a person in the world, Hashem created a physical world for 6 days, and then he created a day that has Kedusha, Kedusha Shabbos. We know we have a mitzvah of Taisa Shabbos, of adding some minutes or hours of Friday and making them be part of Shabbos. He says that's not just an incidental part of the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's the tachlis habriya, the purpose of the bria, is that a person should come to this world and be meisif mechayel al hakodesh. A person should be should add from time that's not set aside for kedusha, time that's yemei chayel for ordinary things, and take some of that time and set it aside for kedusha, for davening, for learning, and for making it part of Shabbos. The same thing with the physical things. A person has money. Money is a mundane thing. It's a davar chayel. When you use it for kedusha, use it for tzedakah, use it to teach Torah, you use it for chesed, that's maisif mechayel ala kaidish. It takes some chayel and you pull it into kaidish. When you're gifted, Hashem gave you a talent. You have a talent. You have an ability. You're a capable person. You can use it for manufacturing elevators or pocketbooks. And that's fine, that's chayel. But when you use your talents to help a maisa, to help a yeshiva, to help people who need help, individuals who need help, so you're taking your talents, your chayel talents, you're using it al akdusha, using it for a davar kaddish. Tachlis adam b'briya az lahaysim b'chayel al akdush. We understand, yayim ha-shishi v'aychum ha-shamayim v'aretz. Yayim ha-shishi is inherently chayel. But at Kav Shabbos, we say we connect Yom HaShishi VeYechul HaShemayim VaAretz. We connect the sixth day, the day of Chayel, and attach it to Shabbos to make it part of Kedusha Shabbos. Chazal say that God's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, four letters. Kiyar Al Keis Ka Melchema VaMolek Midar Dar. Olam Hazeh, when we don't see Kedusha, Hashem's name is just Yud and Hey. It's just the Yud-K, the Vav-K are hidden. Yom HaShishi is Yud-K, it's the ordinary day. Yom HaShishi ve'chol HaShemayim, we connect the Yud-K to the Vav-K. So then we take it and we're Maisav Mechayel HaKadosh, make the whole thing. The Yud-K always has Kedusha, but now it has an extra level of Kedusha. Someone is Maisav Mechayel HaKadosh. Ten things were created. Asar Devarim, Nibru Bein Hashmashas. I believe this is the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. 10 things were created. Halei Davar, it's amazing. I once heard, I don't know if it's a Milsa de B'dichas or a true Vart, that every Erev Shabbos, everybody is rushing. Why is everyone rushing? Because in the original Erev Shabbos, Hashem went Bein Hashmashas. He told his Malachim, hurry up, we have 10 more things to create. It's already a few minutes to Shabbos. And they created these last 10 things. Asar Devarim Nivru. Many of them are the greatest Devarim Shabbikdusha. The Piha Aretz, the Piha Asayin, Agimel Yav HaKadosh Baruch, whose presence in this world, and many other things were created by Nashmashas. Not Kaviyahu, God was in a rush. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the Bein Hashmashas, the connecting minutes of the sixth day to the seventh day, are days of intense power of Bria, intense energy of creation. A person takes those minutes that create, that connect Shabbos to Chayel, and he goes to Shul early, and he's there ahead of time, and he's Mavis Sedro, he's learning, or he's helping set up the Shul for Shabbos. He's taking moments of Chayel and making them Kaidish. That's the Bein Hashmashas when a person can connect. So it's a beautiful idea. Yayim HaShishi Me'echul HaShemayim. We declare we declare that we see Shiva Simei Bereishis. We see the day of Kedusha as being part of the first 6 days of creation. And we look to pull from Kedusha to Chayel. We get caught up too much in our Chayel. I would like to share with you a letter I received from somebody who grew up here in the shul. Today is a mechanech in an out-of-town city. I don't have his permission to identify him by name, so I'll leave out the details. But I want to read to you what he wrote to me from, as I said, an out-of-town city. He says, as Rebbe knows, I run the girls' high school here in the Midwest. The girls overall are sheltered. I believe that less than a third of the girls in the high school own a smartphone. One thing that they unfortunately do read is the Jewish magazines. The constant ads and articles of people living lavishly takes its toll on the girls. They get the impression it's prosperous to run after these things. I know that Rebbe doesn't run these magazines. However, as a mecharef that deals with these questions, I love to know if I'm missing the boat. Is he missing the boat? Imagine, the girls are sheltered, except they get, mishpacha, ami, they get, there's nothing wrong with the magazines. There's something wrong with the advertising that somehow appeals to us here in New York to bring the chayil al HaKadosh. We're steeped in chayil. We're steeped in chayil. We have to undertake. Yidden vote with their feet. The only reason stores have fancy ads and fancy products and upscale prices is because from a Yidden, go and shop there. If we would shop in the stores that aren't upscale, if it would be the style that from a Yidden don't go to these stores, then the store owners would do, they do what the people want. Don't become steeped in chayil. Shop in stores that are kefirua chatayra. Shop in stores where if the Chafetz Chaim walked in and looked around, he'd say, "Das ist ein jiddischer Platz." No, no. Go to places that are simpler, if you can find some, but at least relatively simpler. And these are the places, if Yidden will behave that way, the store owners will do it. You can't blame them. They do what sells. Well, let's show what sells, what counts, is a life that's connected to Kedusha, that's not overrun with all types of a Dorim Shalchel. Let me add to today, Parshas Bereishis, Tavshin Pei Bei, Shnas HaShemitah, a few points regarding Shemitah. In Eretz Yisrael, I was there this summer. Baruch Hashem, I was there this summer. They're learning it. Mesach Tashmiyah said, Oh, Hashemi, they're learning it. They're into it in Eretz Yisrael. Here, we're not exposed too much. I'd like to just give you two basic yisaidais about Shemitah, and maybe over the year to add to it. One din d'oraisa, one din d'rabbanan. Starting today, after Sukkot, you have to be very careful in buying things like cherry tomatoes, peppers, and dill, because some of them come from Eretz Yisrael. And the ones that come from Eretz Yisrael have a Shemitah problem. Let me explain why. There are three categories of products. There are ilanos, things that grow on a tree. There are yurakos, vegetables, things that grow on the ground. And then there's tavua, wheat, and zeisim, which have their own category, and kidneys and beans, which are a third category. The rule, as explained by the Gemara in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, is the following. Ilan basachanata, the Shemitah year of a tree, is the year in which it buds. So that, if an esrog was picked, even after Rosh Hashanah, this year, it's not a Shemitah esrog. Why? Because the chanata, the budding, was in the sixth year. Yurakais basa lakita, vegetables, go by the time that they're picked lakita, which is why the kashrus organizations have warned us. Tomatoes are vegetables. And even if they grew before Rosh Hashanah, if they were picked post Rosh Hashanah, yurakais basa lakita, then it's already considered to be a Shemitah product if it was picked, if it was harvested in the Shemitah year. Tavua and kidneys are basa shlish gidulai. They go by a third of their growth. By the time they grow, a third of their growth. If you want to know why it's so complicated, you learn the sugya in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudalid, or Tesvav, or Yugimu Yudalid. You learn it there. Now, it's very confusing. I'm supposed to remember this. Very confusing. So years ago, when I learned Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, I made myself a siman. The siman has no makar except on this phone call. Ilan starts with Aleph, which is a one syllable. Its numerical value in gematria is Aleph, is one. Chanota, budding, starts with a Ches. Gematria is eight, which is also one digit. So Aleph and Ches, Ilan basa chanota. Yerakos are vegetables. Yud is the value of 10. It's a two-digit number. Yerakos basa likita starts with a lamed, which is gematria of 30. Also a two-digit number. Yerakos basa likita. Tavua is a gematria of 400, a three-digit number. Kidney is beans, a kuf is 100, or a three-digit number. Tavua and kidney is a bosa shlish. Shlish starts with a shin, which is a gematria of 300, a three-digit number. This is how I remember it since I made this simon for myself probably 40 years ago. Ilam basa chanata, yerokes basa lakita, and tavua basa shlish. This is an indiraisa that I want to share with you. I need to share with you a drabana. As time is running out on this particular phone share, I will mention briefly. There's a gzera drabana of sfichim. Sfiach ketzir chalai siktzar. Sfichim, the gzera of sfichim applies to all vegetables. Trees grow from year to year. A Shemitah fruit, even if it buds in the Shemitah year, is mutter. If you're walking in Eretz Yisrael, there's an apple tree, you pick an apple and eat it, perfect. That's what you do on Shemitah. The Rabbanos and Mitzvahs say, lo'achla, to eat the fruits of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. However, by vegetables, vegetables should not be growing. Vegetables have to be planted every year. And vegetables should not have been planted for this year, because there's a gezeirah derabanan of svichim, which I will not explain at the moment, but suffice it to say that Chazal asered the eating of any vegetables that grew in the field of a yid, even if someone dropped seeds by mistake and they grew, or someone planted before Shemitah and they grew in Shemitah. Their asered is called Gezeirah Sefichim, which applies to all these vegetables that come from Eretz Yisrael. The parents have Kedusha Shvias, you're not allowed to destroy them. But eating them is also wasa, that's gezeira svichim. So, as we start a Shemitah, you have 5 minutes of information. The din d'oraisa of ilam basa chanata, yerokas basa lakita, tvoi kidney is basa shlish. The din d'rabanan of isa svichim. And hopefully over the year, we'll be zecha to learn additional pointers for the Shemitah year. Wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful mishmer tonight. And of course, a wonderful Shabbos as well for Parshas Bereishis. May Tov Shin Pei Beis be a wonderful year. Tehei Shnas, pandemic bubble. Let it be the year that we forget about the turbulence we've had these years and we be well and return to a full Batei Midrashim learning Torah Bahasmada Gedayla. A good Shabbos to one and all.